When the Richmond News recently visited the Richmond Night Market, there were 11 press-on-nail stalls in operation, including 10 full-time vendors and one temporary vendor. Guan Yu Li was one of the last nail vendors to sign up at the night market. If I had known how many nail vendors there were, I definitely wouldn't have chosen this category to sell, said Li. The night market staff didn't inform us before entering the night market. They explained it involved personal privacy issues, Li added. Having so many similar vendors in the night market is having a financial impact on some of the press on nail vendors. Vicky Yong, another vendor selling similar products, told the news, "There is not only a press on nail store in every row, it's like dividing a cake among 10 people. The category of press on nails is too narrow. Unlike other jewelry stores that can sell necklaces, rings and bracelets, press on nails have no more products to extend to," Yong explained. "They only have slight differences in the style, which make each owner feel resigned." Facing stiff competition, Cassandra Zhuang, a third stall owner, chose to design unique styles on her nail production to distinguish her style from other stall owners' nail goods. "During the worst times, I can only sell one set of nail art per day, so my nail price originally was $45 per set, and I'm selling them for around $35 per set now," Zhuang said. When contacted by the news, Raymond Chung, owner of the Richmond Night Market, said press-on-nails are one of the most popular items at the night market, and he cannot explain why an individual booth isn't selling well. "We currently have over 120 retail booths available for this year," Chung said. "Per our policy, booths offering similar categories of products are not permitted to be located close to each other. Customer preferences can vary significantly based on factors such as type, style, price and quality of products," he added. "It's important how customers respond to the offerings, as the attractiveness of the items can influence their purchasing decisions." As it is early days for this year's Richmond Night Market, Chung said he expects foot traffic to increase by mid-June, which traditionally marks the beginning of the high season. "This year, we expect tourism numbers to be much higher, and a new record of attendance is expected," Chung said. "We believe it is too early to determine if this vendor has already failed." King Li, a fourth nail stall owner, was also frustrated about being one of 11 vendors. "I was angry from the first day, seeing so many businesses," she said. Li lowered her prices from $20-25 to $10 per set and applied the buy three, get one free strategy to cover rent for the full 13 weeks of the market. "It's a total of 81 days, but not every day has high foot traffic," Li explained. "There are too many costs that I should consider. Competitive price on the same goods, rental cost, labor cost. I just want to earn back the rent now." Before Li decided to enter the night market, she intended to venture into the beverage industry. However, Li was informed by Richmond Night Market staff that there were already 5 beverage stalls and no more similar competitors were allowed. Therefore, Li switched to a press-on-nail store instead. Li said she was told hers was the 4th or 5th press-on-nail store to enter at the end of October last year. "Why is there strict control over beverage prices, but wearable businesses face such leniency? It's fair for them but unfair for us." After complaining, Li said she was told the contract didn't place any restrictions on retailers. Got an opinion on this story or any others in Richmond? Send us a letter or email your thoughts or story tips to editor@richmond-news.com. To stay updated on Richmond News, sign up for our daily headline newsletter.